Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. Here we are, folks.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, it is the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we are live. Tonight we will be speaking to the big talker, Jim Price. Look, I screwed up the whole promo. Called him Kim Price. I'm sorry there, Jim. I got big fat fingers, and I'm trying to type away. You know, maybe you know how that is. I don't know. But he's the big talker, Jim Price, KQAM Radio. He's got a patriotic show. He's on the AM. He's doing real well, and we're going to be talking with him this evening, right after this, as we pay homage to our good friends who support our show. And that is LibertyRush.com, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, and, of course, our friend Paul over at PatriotShit.com. You want a patch? He's got a patch. He's got a patch for everything. Survival gear, all kinds of good stuff like that, folks. You want to go ahead and go to PatriotShit.com. So here you go. I'm going to play this, and we'll be back in a few.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that, and that's what the song is about. Basically, it's about an officer who's gone down in the line of duty, and he's given his all, and when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops in and out of uniform, they are very human just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office, and the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on Mission Storyteller Edition. That's out now, and we'll maybe at the bottom of the hour. I will be speaking with a friend of mine at the second half of the show, Raquel. Ogier is having some issues. We're going to try and help her out. She's got a little announcement she wants to talk. She's been on the show before. I've been on her show before. She has the Second Amendment show. We'll talk about all of that stuff here at the second half of the show. she'll be calling in about, I don't know, 8:40-ish. So going to be Raquel. You heard her before. We'll talk all about her show, but what she's got going on is really, it's something amazingly crazy, and we gotta, you know, try to help this lady out best that we can. So she'll be calling in the second half. That's Raquel, great patriot. She's been there fighting for a long time, doing her radio show and supporting the Second Amendment. I want to say hello to everybody there in the live feed. We got Frankie J's and the Chicken Parade, I believe, is the band. Frank, please put the name of the band there in the live in the comment section so people can look you up. You guys are pretty good. I like the sounds, man, of Frank. He's doing good stuff. Charles, Terry, Aaron, Jose, Alex, Andy, everybody, Ray, Gary Binford, ladies and gentlemen. He was a sports writer for the New York Daily News and the New York Newsday. Gary Binford, Nation Savers 2019. Benjamin Bennett's watching what's happening. Benjamin, I've been watching some of your stuff. George and Jim and everybody in the live feed, welcome to the show. I want to say hello to everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. If you're listening on the Blog Talk, welcome. please do me a favor. We got a really good show here tonight. We got a guy, he's fired up. He's got a show out in the Midwest there. He's a patriot, an American freedom fighter, Trump support, an American red-blooded patriot. Like I said, patriot is the key word here. Folks like to throw around like it's some kind of bad thing to be a patriot these days. The only patriot for me that's a bad patriot plays on the football team in New England. I like the Giants. You know what I'm saying? So the only patriots I don't like probably wear a football uniform. The rest of the patriots, I love you guys. And I get a lot of times the Patriot Nation radio. What the heck do I want to listen to that for? I'm a Jet fan. Oops. Hey, it's a Patriot Nation radio show live, and we speak nothing really about football or any of that stuff. So, folks, let's get this shared around. I shared it a bunch of times. Let's get it out. Let's get some people to listen and watch. Seems like it's kind of being blocked or something. This is kind of kooky. People are usually always here. I shared it everywhere. So let's get this shared around. We're going to talk to Jim, and we're going to get this done. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Price, KQAM and FM, got a show. We're going to talk about all kinds of fun things. We're going to talk about red flags, G7. Maybe. Oh, you know what I heard? I don't know. I guess it leaked out. Jim, did you hear this? Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Price, introduce yourself real fast. I think I did a little good introduction. But you can tell people a little bit about your show, and if they want to tune in, I'm sure they can tune in on the internet if they're not in your general area. So connect the people to your show real fast, and then we'll rock on.
Very good. Well, it's Jim Price, the Jim Price Show, here in Wichita, Kansas. We are on a local radio station, but we do have Facebook and YouTube, obviously the internet with a webpage. The Jim Price Show, go on YouTube, look it up. Go on Facebook, look it up. I'm trying to post, 2-3 times a day about important bottom line facts of looking through all the smoke screens we keep getting thrown up at us. You know, we have a shooting in Dayton and Dayton and El Paso, but yet Monday the FISA warrant was declassified. How did we miss all that? And that's the kind of stuff that we've got to get the message out there, because the stuff we're getting up from the mainstream is not the real truth anymore. And that's a real sad situation. So, and also,
did you see,
a patriot hater, a patriot football hater, I'm wearing the same because I'm a Chiefs fan. So the Patriots keep stomping on our ring dreams all the time. They get in our way, it seems like, every year. So,
And the rest of the Patriots we love. God bless them.
Yeah. The Patriots, the Patriot name or the name itself, I'm not sure why it's being vilified. Instead of being honored, instead of it being a place of honor, it's being I'm a patriot, meaning America first. The country you choose, patriot, means I'm going to pick America first. Somehow it's being vilified. Somehow they've tore that down instead of being something you walk around with pride, and that's a real shame.
Right. Hey, did you hear something coming out of the FBI debacle? In reference to this guy, I guess he like has an online shopping internet, you know, like I guess it's like eBay or something. And
okay.
I guess the FBI was tricking him to sell the weapons to these mass shooters.
What?
Like, yeah, I guess it was leaked last night. It was leaked last night. And
right.
I don't know how true it is. I'm looking into it now. I got a guy who's looking into it for me, and I should have more on it.
Well,
but he was like running guns and he didn't know it. He was running guns and he didn't know it.
That right there is a shame that we can even actually validate that that is happening. This is stuff that used to be 3 to 5 years ago. That was tinfoil hat talk. You know, that's when the boys in the funny van come and pick you up in a straight coat because you're just talking conspiracies. But the problem is now that we've seen where the FBI has manipulated information, they've weaponized themselves against a United States citizen. How is it that
yeah.
this isn't possible? We can't automatically go, no way our FBI wouldn't do that. We're living in a day and age where we have to say, well, yeah, it's completely plausible. It's
right.
They're setting up crimes, which there's no way in the world. We signed a social agreement that said that we want our law enforcement setting up a crime for someone to commit. I still
right.
have yet to get that wrapped around my little brain here of why we've normalized police officers and law enforcement setting up a crime.
Right. Imagine if George Orwell were alive today.
Well, he would just be writing the news. He wouldn't be writing a futuristic book.
I think what he would be witnessing would cause him to probably die anyway, and because he'd be so old by now. Folks, Susan Delamus is watching. Welcome to the show. Andrea Kay is watching. What's happening, Andrea? Andrea Kay's got a great show. I believe she comes on right after me at 9 o'clock. She's got an excellent show. She's out in the California area. Check her out.
We got new surveillance programs that are being set up in Chicago now. There's like 25,000 cameras in the downtown Chicago area where they're now doing what they call citizens ratings. No different
right.
than what Hong Kong has. The Chinese
right.
government
yeah.
has the same type of citizen scoring card. Well, I guess they're implementing
yeah.
it in Chicago now, and that's the big brother moving in. That's so weird
that's
to say
crazy.
That that's actually really happening.
Well, you know, someone told me a long time ago, I don't know how true it is, but when you're driving down the highway and you see that there's cameras on the actual traffic lights, then they got traffic,
right.
you know, they got cameras up on the poles that look down that. But those ones on the top of the traffic lights, I was told at one time, are facial recognition cameras tied to the Department of Homeland Security. And they, you know, when you're the first car in the row, the first couple cars in a row, they zoom in on you and they run you through a database. And they
do
that all day long every day.
Those cameras do have that capacity because I've done 16 years of high security design build for the DOD. And I know that those cameras do have the capability of reading license plates. They do have an ability to zoom in on a car. They're high-definition, high-res cameras. So it's completely, completely within the realm of reality.
I believe it's possible in this day and age, the way things are progressing in our nation and our police state, all the things our forefathers warned us about. And then I hear these folks screaming and yelling about, we got to control the guns. Well, look, what these folks fail to understand, and I know you're in full agreement, Jim, is
mm-hmm.
the Second Amendment wasn't written for skeet shooting and hunting. It was written to repel invasion and to stop a tyrannical government from suppressing we the people. That's it.
Right.
It's the reason there's no standing army.
The only reason the Constitution was ever written was to protect us from a government, period.
Right.
It is not the other way around. It's not that we're giving over certain powers to the government, but there's always the checks and the balances that the people are first and that we should have our privacies and we should have our liberties. But we've given away for the sense of security. Look at the TSA. I mean, they have yet to catch one terrorist. Name one. I mean, if they had one terrorist that walked through the gate, you know that'd be all over the news everywhere, right? But they continue to
probably
fail.
Not. They
their
probably
own
covered
inspections.
Up.
Well, that's true, that too. But they failed their own inspections. Guns, knives, weapons get into the airplanes when they're being inspected by themselves. What's to say how much else is getting through? But yet, you know, we're paying billions of dollars for that safety blanket.
You got to see some of the people I interviewed from out in San Diego and Arizona on the border crisis. There's a couple ladies that videotape and do some great work out there, Melinda and Lisa Joe and Jennifer Harrison and a few others, Paloma for Trump. They're doing some amazing video recordings down there. And in San Diego Airport, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, twice a day, plane fulls of illegal immigrants fly somewhere.
Really?
You know, they're unmarked DHS planes, two a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, flying somewhere in America. And it's nuts. It's unbelievably crazy.
If we ignore it long enough, it'll go away, right? Or if we ignore it long enough, it'll be at our front door.
They're using our tax dollars to violate our rights. We pay them to slam us, arrest us, surveil us, and then we sit on the couch eating wings and drinking beer and watching football going, we're free, yay! You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, there's no way we can call ourselves free if the amount of stuff we have to do. You think about the simple product of having to get a fishing license to go fishing, a hunting license to go hunting. I mean, a driver's license on a car that you pay yearly taxes on, even though you pay taxes on to buy it. So you've got tax to earn the money, then you got tax to buy it, and then you got tax to keep it. This is not freedom.
And the ultimate taxation without representation happening all over this country right now, every time they choose an illegal immigrant over an American citizen.
Well, the bureaucracy in which we live
using your tax money
creates an entire unchecked, unbalanced leadership that's not elected. The bureaucracy of how big the federal governments and state governments are now, these people are making rules and judgments every day that affect our lives. 30% of your truck or car is an EPA regulation. Wouldn't you love to pay about 30% less for your new truck because they took the EPA out of it? But we're too worried about what sounds it makes or what's going out the tailpipe, and then we're ruining our own economy trying to save something. The bureaucracy that we keep creating, that's what Trump is doing. You think about – they keep talking about the deregulation. They throw that word out there every now and again, how much it's stimulating the economy. They're saying that it's probably worth about a third – go ahead.
It's wiping the red tape. It's untangling some of the red tape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're saying it's about a third of what's stimulating the economy right now is because it's just getting things done faster. You know, if an oil refinery wants to put a new distillation tower up that's more efficient, that it pollutes less, that creates real value for the refinery, it takes 5 years to get the permit done. But during that time, it continues to run under the old, inefficient, pollutant tower, but they can replace it in 1 minute with a brand new tower, but they got to wait for the permits to get done for 5 years. It takes 5 years to get one distillation tower turned around so you can do better fuel production. So that's why things cost too much.
Yeah. Right now, we're seeing pretty decent gas prices across the Sunshine State. $2.25 a gallon I paid. I think that's pretty good in the realm of things. Although, the last time I heard gas, oil was at $55 a barrel, which I think it was at the close Friday.
Right.
We had like $1.85 a gallon. So they're still, they're still gouging a little bit there. You know,
well, and but you remember though, what is it, 30% or 45% of all fuel costs are really just taxes? You know, they keep adding these new taxes on there for better roads, but I'm not sure what better roads you're getting picked up around your area. But we're paying a lot in these taxes on these gallons of gas, but I don't see the real benefit in the road because it gets lumped into the general fund and then it just gets lost.
Here down in the Sunshine State, the roads are pretty good, at least in my area. You know, drive into Tampa International Airport is a dream. You drive in, you drive out. It's like, holy moly, really easy. The roads are sweet. And when they're not, they fix them pretty quick, at least in my area where I'm at. I don't know 50 miles away from me what they're doing to the roads, but when I go outside my door, the roads are pretty good.
We've got a pretty good system, you know, in Kansas. It's pretty good. We do a pretty good job here. But I mean, as much as they're pulling out in dollars in tax revenue on just the gas tax alone, you'd think they'd be doing even better. But it's one of the things that, like, if you think about how we're energy independent, I mean, that right there, the whole oil industry, that we don't actually import oil anymore, that we're actually exporting now. I mean, even though it's at $55 a barrel, which seems low, like, oh, man, those guys are barely making it, they're barely getting by, but it's the amount of barrels they're able to sell on the open market now, because we're now moving the oil across the ocean. We have customers now instead of working being consumers. So we get to share that cost a little bit there. We get to be a little more in control of our own destiny instead of waiting for OPEC to bend us over.
Yep. OPEC is pretty much right now moot for us. They don't even – we're
going to
cut production. Okay. Go ahead and cut production. We're good. We're exporting.
Yeah, we're going to be selling our oil per gallon. Yeah, go for it. It doesn't bother us a minute. And that's where Trump's getting it right, just like China.
Yeah.
We put tariffs on China. Everybody's like, oh, it's going to raise your prices. I'm going to tell you, across the board, and being in construction now for 30 years, I watched how everybody last year was like, oh, the tariffs are kicking in, we're going to raise prices. I'm like, what are you talking about? Tariffs don't kick in until next year. Why are you doing it now? Well, that's what I'm being told. No, you just want to pump your prices up and make more money. I got it. Free market, right? Do it. But the thing is China has gone in and devalued their currency. So if you were paying a dollar for a coffee cup yesterday, today, if the tariffs still in place, you're still paying a dollar. They lowered their currency. So the cost of it, even with the tariffs, is a direct wash. But nobody's paying attention to that. Well, that's why we're doing all this stuff with China now is important. We got to get through this. But
look, we got Japan. We signed a deal with Japan.
Everything China wasn't going to buy, Japan said, we'll buy it from you. It's like, boom, all the agriculture. They're like, oh, hey, whatever China said they're not going to take, we'll take that inventory. So there is no farmer crisis now. I mean, literally in one fell swoop. So
the man's a genius. He really is. He's always a step ahead of them. And I love how he sets up these people with some silly tweet.
Yeah.
Right, he sends out a silly tweet. They bite, like they cannot resist.
Look at Baltimore.
They cannot resist.
Oh, he's like, oh, Baltimore's fine, and all of a sudden, boom! All the news stations show up. It's like, oh, Baltimore's got trash in the streets, you know.
Rats.
Like, but you said a minute ago, and they got $9 billion recently to do inner city work, and it's actually gotten worse. $9 billion, man. Think about what $9 billion could do, but they have no accounting for it. They don't know where the money went.
Well, where's
Elijah
Cummings a little bit? Where's Elijah?
He's
got a knife, right?
Well, I know.
You know,
he
got called out.
Just fine.
Look how quiet he is now. He's basically silent now. He don't even talk.
Oh.
Like, I better zip it. And Trump's got me by the scruff. I guess I'm done.
Yeah. The cameras are going to show up in my town again, make me look like an idiot. It's like Pelosi has a poop app for her town where they show
we're
going to
have
poop on.
And we don't want to have a whole bunch of conservative Americans come down and clean our neighborhood.
Right. Oh, yeah. There was a huge movement in Baltimore. They were going in pulling out like 19 tons of trash out of one neighborhood, and it was a big conservative group that did it. It's like, well, where's all these guys, these liberals that are out there saying how – social justice, where's your volunteers that are going to go out? No, it's actually the people who value themselves, value their neighborhood, are going to go out and do that, and that ends up being Republicans at the end of the day. There is a huge divide between those two groups for some reason, and I don't understand why. Because the left knows
a gigantic double standard that is screaming at me, and I listen to Sean Hannity, and he brings it up all the time, and that's why I keep thinking about it. Is the lieutenant governor over there in Virginia. When you compare what he did to an accusation from 35 to 38 years ago against Judge Kavanaugh, where are the Me Too people against the lieutenant governor of Virginia? This guy,
but
they have solid – I'm not going to
– that Kavanaugh had a daily diary. I mean, think about it. Yep. All the people to screw with. You could call me to the rug and say, hey, what'd you do back in high school, your junior year? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know what classes I took. This guy's
right.
in a diary where he talked about drinking three beers with his buddy after they worked out. And
yep.
of all the people for them to try to screw with, it's like, dude, this guy's got his diary. Like, oh my, you can't, like, you can't dispute that. Like, oh, it was brilliant though. I mean, I felt
yeah,
so bad
yeah.
for the guy. I would not want to be him, but lucky he had the diary, right?
So. And he talked it out, and there he is. We got a conservative
yeah.
bench. And Ruth Bader's really ill.
What's with the Bernie? What's with the Weekend at Bernie's with Ginsburg? She keeps popping back up alive.
Weekend at Ginsburg.
She had cancer. She's got cancer 3 times in the last 5 years. I'm like, what's holding you together? Like, what's
you're
going to
have those, two clowns over there. Going to have the two clowns sitting on the side of the bench there at the Supreme Court the next time she makes an appearance, swinging her arms around and making the human ventriloquist.
Like,
I mean, it's horrible to
yeah.
say. I mean, I don't want to really be like joking about somebody maybe gravely
but
ill.
You know
but
she's
I mean,
holding
pretty
on.
Hard.
You know what she's doing. You know she's
yeah.
holding on. There is no reason in the world that she's still trying that hard to stay there. If she's going through all this physical stuff, you know, there is a point where you got, hey, it's time to move on.
She must have Keith Richards' doctor.
he gets younger the older he gets. He's got Benjamin Button.
You know what I mean? Keith Richards
oh, yeah.
died in 1973. People don't realize that.
It's just a bag of sand that they keep moving around.
yeah. Weekend at Richards' house.
Yeah.
you know?
Well, what was it over Christmas? We had that whole thing where we didn't really even know where she was at. Remember this last year?
Right.
People were really questioning, like, hey, where's she been all spring long? No sightings. So I thought
Hollywood,
they had her on.
Hollywood made a Ginsburg puppet. Hollywood maybe made a Ginsburg puppet. And, you know,
yeah.
they can make some – I saw the Lion King on stage. They make some pretty fancy
right.
puppets. It's possible.
Right. True.
They have to get
it's
someone really
AOC,
small and tiny.
It's AOC. That's why you never see AOC and Ginsburg together, because they're the same person. It's just makeup on her.
This AOC. Can you believe any? I'm glad she's been. The squad is silenced up a little bit. They were squashed going to Israel. That was great. That was amazing.
Oh.
Then they give.
And you saw
then
that
going
to be abuse of. They abused that whole system. They knew what they were doing.
And then they come out and they go, oh, we believe that President Trump is responsible for the rise in anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. Huh?
yeah. What's the math on that? Come on. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How is he responsible?
He's an anti-Jew, but has families that are Jewish in his whole family. Like, he's got grandkids that are Jewish, and he's, like, supposedly the biggest anti-Semite ever. Did you not listen
yeah,
to Obama
you know?
When he was sitting there bowing down to the Saudi kings and all the crap he was saying over there that we're no longer a Christian
kissing
nation?
The rings of ballas.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy stuff.
So is that how he
got
that new house up in Martha's Vineyard because of that
right.
pallet of cash he sent over to Iran?
He gets a nice beach house. The guy that's saying, well, we're going to have global warming and the sea is rising, but I'm going to buy this multi-million-dollar beach house here right next to the sea.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe in the philosophy. He's just waiting for a big tax or a big insurance claim there, right? That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Remember, Gore was preaching this stuff 30 years ago that back
where
in
I live,
2000,
supposed to be underwater.
Be underwater.
Yeah, where I live, I'm supposed to be like, you know, beachfront property.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm dry as a
whistle. You know. yeah.
I love it when
a banker ever loaned money on either coast if there really was global warming. I mean, think about it.
Right.
It's stupid. But
and they keep like supporting it though. All these big banks and you know the people that are connected to like Bank of America. We know it all about Bank of America supporting both sides of the war.
oh yeah. Well, and my issue is that nothing about the quote-unquote Green Deal or any of the stuff that we have out there is anything to do with the reality of solar panels and making the world a better place. It's literally about taking over your daily personal life. It's taking over how your house is ran, what temperature it is, what clothes you wear.
Yep.
And if you don't believe it, read it. I mean, they're talking about eliminating us back to the 1850s with travel, meaning horse-drawn carriages. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, every petroleum motor is supposed to be off the block within less than 12 years or some crap. I mean, that. What are we going to do? Steam engines?
They got Agenda 2030. You got the United Nations saying we got to be a one-world government within 12 years. It's funny how the one-world government in 12 years coincides with the world's going to end in 12 years if we don't get the Green Deal.
Right.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
And here's another good one. Here's one that nobody ever thinks about, right?
Okay.
The carbon footprint would really be nothing if we would stop cutting down the trees, because trees eat carbon and make oxygen. So without carbon, we have no oxygen.
Well,
so let's stop producing carbon.
Here. Here's one thing. Here, think about this. Wichita, Kansas. Okay. Wichita, Kansas. There were basically, and give me a little latitude here, there was basically zero trees past the Illinois River. Then when you got to the Missouri River coming west, there were no trees. So you got to think all of Kansas, when you, like here in Wichita, we've got trees everywhere. I mean, in fact, you know, we're cutting down trees because there was wild trees growing now. But there was not a tree or squirrel or bird here, because we've created an entire utopia of trees and creek beds and ponds. We got geese, Canadian geese, that winter here all year long. But they're talking about how we're making the world a worse place. But in reality, we've created an entire utopia, basically, of all these animals and sanctuary and these trees that weren't here before. So are we taking into account the trees that are growing here? I mean, I'm trying to be a little bit facetious here, but I mean, the idea that we're doing a lot of good here. But I guess if we've got things this good, we can complain about things that small.
And you know what I found? This is another thing I found that was kind of funny, is I saw that the folks down in the Amazon jungle, some native tribe down there in the Amazon jungle, won a case against big oil, and then a week later, the Amazon's burning. Do you think there's any coincidence there?
Well, the what they're talking about, one of the news reports actually slipped up and said, is that the burning that they're doing is actually – a lot of it's already been cleared because of death in the forest, meaning the trees, and they've gone in and logged, but now they're burning the undergrowth out so the new trees will come up. But they won't tell you that part. They'll just say that there's 9,500 wildfires going in the Amazon. Okay, but you know what? We just proved in California, if you don't burn the underbrush, the forest will burn for you. It will take you out and everything with it. So those wildfires are essential for rebirth in every forest. But, you know, who knows? I don't want to battle with science while science is telling me about how we're having global warming, about how burning the undergrowth is necessary.
Global warming is synonymous with the polar ice cap being bigger than it's ever been. I'm confused. If the globe is warming, how is the glacier bigger than it's ever been? And here's another thing.
Yeah.
People are like going, well, you got to look at all the starving polar bears. Oh, my God. I said, well, you know why? They had a boom of 30,000 polar bears. And now the polar ice cap is bigger than it's ever been. So they have to go further than they ever had to go to get the fish.
The market share is different because there's too many polar bears. There's not as many penguins to go around.
Right. You know? So they're getting hungry. Some of them are dying.
Yeah.
The strong survive. Yeah. The weak fall apart, fall away. It's the laws of nature. Nature is just the way nature is. The strong survive.
Well, that's what Antifa
we're trying to get rid of that, though.
Answer America. On our butts now.
Political correctness is trying to take away only the strong survive.
Well, you know? And that's only going to make us. We're going to fall victim to another country. And I'm not trying to say I want to instigate war or we need to be whatever. But if we're not a strong people, there'll be another group of somebody, another country, that'll say, you know what, we're bigger and better, and we're going to do it better than America. While we're over here playing patty cakes with each other, they're going to walk in on us. mean, we have to think about it. There is a certain part of our society that has to be robust, that has to be the man when the man stuff hits the fan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But we gotta have all these metrosexuals now. You have to be sensitive, and you have to make sure your eyebrows are straight and your collar's good and your tie is straight.
Well, that's only if I'm going to a formal dinner. I don't need to do that every day.
I can't tell you the last time I wore a tie. I don't wear ties. I wear T-shirts. I wear T-shirts to church.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I don't dress up much. You know, maybe a wedding or a funeral, you know, maybe put on some slacks and a tie, but not usually. If I can avoid the tie and go to the wedding, I'm going to avoid the tie.
Well, I've got kind of the same color. I do a colored T-shirt every day. It's kind of my thing. I don't even do them with print on them because that's just how I am. And people kind of grow to expect it. So if I wear a T-shirt with print on it, they're like, oh, why is today different? I'm like, well, I don't know. I just decided to wear a different T-shirt. I wear the same thing every day. That's who you are, right?
I'm always
build the
good,
system and it works.
I'm always good with the AC/DC attire, as I played in an AC/DC tribute band for almost 7 years, and I'm hooked. They're really good. They're fun to play, and it's rock and roll at its finest. So.
I actually got to see them about 7 years ago in Kansas City, and it was literally the iconic AC/DC concert. You said, I want you to do I get to design and do everything, and they're going to play the songs I want. They literally played everything spot on. The heel kicks with Angus up and down the stage. It was great. They did a great job.
You can expect a new album from AC/DC here, and I guess maybe next year. The surviving members that are still around, the bass player is coming out of retirement. The drummer is finally past his meth-fueled attempted murder.
Right.
This guy's like 65 years old. Let's smoke some meth, get some hookers, and try to kill people.
Gotta regain your youth all of a sudden, huh? Man,
yeah,
so
you know,
do it.
His midlife crisis went way off.
Yeah,
you know, my midlife crisis.
A tragedy.
My midlife crisis was going into the guitar store, going, God, I wish I had that guitar. I wish I had that guitar. And that was my crisis, and it happened in the midlife. And
wow, you know? I just can't imagine that that's what I want to do at some, I'm 60 some years old. I just can't do that. I mean, I guess that's why he's the rock star and I'm not.
Right. John Entwistle of The Who, 58 years old, dies of a cocaine overdose because his heart explodes with two hookers in a hotel room. What a way to go. You know, if he was 25, it would have been kind of cool, but he's 60.
Oh, man. Right. That's great.
You know,
well,
I mean, I guess the rock star, you can take the age out of the rock star, but you can't take the rock star out of the rock star. He's a rock star forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you want to live that dream.
You know, Motley Crue, they wanted the hardest bands out. Crazy. Now, in a minute or two here, I got a friend of mine, Raquel. She's got a pretty awesome show. She's going to join us. She's got a crazy story happening in her personal life, and she's trying to get some support. So I'm going to help her try to drum up some support. I would love for you to stick around and hear her story.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Definitely.
She said she was going to I told her to message me before. It's 8:38, and I told her 8:40. So I'm going to do this real fast, just in case.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
I think what I'm going to do real quick right now is I'm going to play a tune.
All right.
And I'm going to reach out to her and get her on the show because what she's going through is pretty tough. So let's see. I want to find this song. It's a good song. I played it already. I'm going to play it again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is from our good friend Dave Bray. This is Freedom Rings, and I'll be back in a minute.
At Nissan's Model Y model year end event. See big all with the world's first EV turbo engine today.
seas run ashore, rivers fold, blood flag, coffins lead, widows lag, every dog, every song, the price is paid for it.
Daybray USA, Freedom Rings. You can get that song all for yourself at daybrayusa.com. Music on a Mission, Storyteller Mission, out now. All right, so Raquel's calling in now. She'll be on here in just a second. Her story is pretty insane, what's happening. And so we're going to try to drum up some support. So, Jim, when you hear this story, maybe you can, we're looking for nationwide support on this case. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, my good friend and counterpart in radio, Raquel. What's up, Raquel?
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Hey, Raquel.
The last time I came on your show, my radio station got a huge boost. I want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we kind
say
of,
hello to my,
I know that you and I share a lot of
tonight.
Topics in common.
Sorry.
I know you and I have, I think you and I have, share similar philosophies and we share similar guests and things like that.
Yes,
guests
indeed.
And followers.
So you're going through a tough time right now, and you're trying to drum up some support. So that's my main reason for having you come on my show tonight. Tell folks what's happening and what you need.
Yes, I've been totally blindsided by my estranged husband. I call him estranged just because we were planning a separation and divorce. And he was playing, he was pretending like he was agreeable, he was amicable, and everything was moving forward for the end of the school year for him to reside somewhere else and I reside separately, and then we would have 50-50 parenting, and that was the plan. And he was kind of going along with it. I come to find out that he actually had another plan in mind, and that was to take the kids to Germany, his hometown, where he was born and raised. And he described it as, you know, a summer vacation at his parents' house to visit with his parents. And he bought 3 return tickets, which I wanted to see the itinerary to make sure that they were going to be back in time for school. And he didn't show up, and he started threatening me. But as I'm, like, going through, he was supposed to come home August 12th, which was 2 weeks from today, 2 weeks ago from today. And he started alienating me about 10 days into the trip. He told me he wasn't coming back, and he blocked direct communication between my 2 children, who are 10 and 11, and have their own cell phones. And now they just have no communication with anybody. He's retained an attorney. He wants to fight me in court. He doesn't think he's going to win, he says, but he will stop at nothing to keep the kids in Germany, because that's what he thinks is the best is in the best interest of the kids. I mean, he's just really, really nuts. He has a history of mental illness. He's been Baker Acted twice. For people outside of Florida, not all states have this law, but if someone's acting crazy enough and 2 people and can call 2 adults can call the police and have them arrested and held. And the first time he was held for 7 days. And the second time he was held for 72 hours and refused to take any medication or have after treatment either. So this was 3 years ago, almost to the date, actually, from him taking the children away from me. And the worst part about it, of course, the kids miss me, right? So they go on vacation with dad, and they think, okay, great, going to visit, you know, grandma and grandpa, and then I'm coming home. And they were really looking forward to the move. They knew exactly where we were moving. Everything was more or less set in stone. They were changing schools. We're moving back into Tampa, where I am now. He just changed everything. He's just keeping them there. And the thing is that they have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. They have for a long time, since they were little kids, been diagnosed. And they've done such a great job in Florida schools, because with kids with special needs, they're mainstreamed with special help in the classroom. And because Dennis and Allison are so high functioning, they've done so well in school. They've never got left back. The teachers absolutely love them. I mean, they love school. They love their lives here in Florida. And their disabilities are around language and reading comprehension. So those 2 issues are really difficult for them. And they're expected now to speak German. They've never left the country. They've never left me. I happen to think they're terrified, because they know dad acts a little crazy. You know, they know that there's something wrong with him because of just living with him. They know there's problems there. Both the kids know it. And they're really looking forward to it. They're like, we can't wait to – my daughter used to say, I just can't wait till you finally get a divorce, because it was, you know, due time. And you know, it's the only thing that's holding me back – is that I don't have a legal divorce in process. So when I try to get an emergency order to see a judge, I have to go through, at least from what I'm learning, I have to go through a petition for dissolution of marriage, you know, which is like a 300-page document, together with a motion for, you know, temporary emergency custody before a family court judge, because I don't have a divorce filed. Now, I've been in touch with the State Department and also the FBI, and then several times, and also the Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I have a file number opened up. I also have a police report with the Tampa PD, and also the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. They do help in these cases, assist even when it's – they assist with logistics and things, even when it's even when it's international. So where I'm at right now is that the consensus that I'm getting, and from the family law people that I know and family rights people and attorneys that I know, the consensus is that I have more rights with an order, with a divorce, with at least that one is in the process. So I tried to do some filings on my own. It just, you know, it's something I couldn't get done. I was in the courthouse for 3 days talking to everybody from the county. And then I went to the clerk's office. I went to the county attorney's office. I went to the state attorney's office. I would take advice from anybody. And the bottom line is that my husband took our children from their home. You know, they've been in Florida almost their whole entire lives. They've been to all of their schooling has been here in Florida. And they've taken he's taken the kids away from mommy, which is me, and I'm their sole caretaker their whole entire life. And now they have nobody. I mean, now they have 80-year-old grandparents now taking care of them. They're sitting around, you know, doing nothing. He doesn't have a job. His problem is that he had a decent job. There was no reason for him to abscond with the children. He just didn't want a looming divorce on his head, and he wanted to sort of force me to move there. So where I'm at right now, of course I'm not going to because I'd be a prisoner. So where I'm at now is that I did get a referral for an attorney, and I went to see, I had a consultation last Friday, and she said best case, which she has some expertise in the matter, best case scenario, if everything goes right, she can get me the order and she can get me the kids back in 30 days. And that's just if everything goes right. And we know everything doesn't go right. But it's a $5,000 retainer. So just to add, you know, more of the problems that I have on top of problems that I already have is that he left without paying rent, without paying bills. I was facing my name on a lease agreement and an eviction. So I had to take all the items out of the house, including storing some of his items, just because they were personal items that I didn't want them to get tossed. And I was going to hold for him because I thought I was being a nice person. You know, come to find out is that he's like saying really nasty things about me. First of all, untrue. First of all, that they're not true about me. And he's the only one making those kinds of accusations. You know,
right.
So like he's making really outlandish accusations about my character and things. I haven't seen the kids. I see the kids for 30 seconds, and he puts his thumb and he hangs up on us. And he doesn't let me talk to the kids a week at a time. And then when he lets me talk to them, it's like 1 minute. It's like torturing me.
Yeah, it's crazy. So now you're trying to raise some funds because I'm sure that the legal battle is going to be expensive. Do you have a link to your GoFundMe page? So if someone wants to donate, they can help you out and try to resolve this issue with your husband who absconded to Germany with your kids?
Yes, please. And you can find it on the GoFundMe website. And if you go to their search engine, the title of the page is Bring the Okiai Children Home by Raquel Okiai. So my name would be in it too. So the complete search engine should bring up the page, no problem. GoFundMe page, Bring the Okiai Children Home by Raquel Okiai. And I'm doing pretty well so far. So I've had the page up since Friday and I've raised over $800. I'm sort of spreading it on Facebook right now, but I want to get it more into media. I want to get as much attention as I can actually to my case, because that'll just help my odds to raise enough money to hire this attorney, because time is of the essence. If we want to make an emergency motion, I have to make that motion as soon as possible. So I'm doing everything I can. And I really I just feel like I can't do the case pro se because he's already retained an attorney. And the things that I already know that he's telling the attorney about me, it's like devastating. Like I can't even move. Like I'm sick to my stomach. You know, like I can't even believe that this man that I've known for 20 years, by the way, I have two children with him. that he would do something like this to me, because I don't deserve it. Nobody does. But I definitely don't. And I'm a great mom, and my kids absolutely love me, and they're scared. And I know that they're thinking, what the heck is going on? Because we just thought we were going on vacation, and now mommy's not here, and daddy's not saying nice things about her, and we don't get to see her or talk to her, you know, which is not, you know, a usual thing for them. It's really
right.
Terrible, Mark. I can't tell you how crazy I am. It's just, I just can't believe this is happening to me, because, you know, I'm so reasonable. And the only reason why we're not in divorce court is because I was trying to convince him to work with a mediator instead, because I thought that we could save a lot of money that way. And I wanted to recommend a mediator to him that I met, you know, through Facebook, and he was happened to be on my radio show. And he just sounded great and reasonable. And you basically work with a mediator, and then you go to court, and then the judge can you know, affirm, you know, boom, you're done, you're divorced, instead of going back and forth to court, battling it out, and costing you a lot of money. And you work, you know, together. So you kind of work on your own agreement. That's what I wanted, because I'm so for father's rights. It's one of the
right.
things I do.
Yeah. Right.
So I was sure that I wanted him to have his rights, that I didn't want to take them away from him. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to give you a hand and get the story out. So give out the GoFundMe information one more time, and then I got to go back to my guest, Jim, here real fast before we wrap up and let him tell folks how to connect with him.
Okay, cool. Thanks again, Mark. I really appreciate it. Okay, so if you go to the GoFundMe, I guess it's GoFundMe.com, and you go to their search engine, you can search Bring the OKAY Children Home by Raquel, OKAY, and you should be able to find it, no problem. Appreciate any donation, large or small, is greatly appreciated.
You got it. I hope I was able to help get a couple of dollars in. Jim, you have anything you might want to add to that story? That's a pretty crazy story, what's happening to my friend here in the Sunshine State.
Kind of a culture we've built for some reason, that people think it's okay to abuse other people. Simple situations like this where you got children involved in custody, it just breaks your heart to hear that kind of stuff going on. What a mess. I do feel for you. So.
Well, thank you so much.
Jim, here's your chance one more time to help people connect with your radio show if they want to find you online and listen to what you got to say. Folks, he's got a great show. I will listen to a couple episodes there, and you know, passion is important when you do a show like this, and Jim's got a little passion for what he does. Connect the folks,
Jim. Yeah. Well, it's the Jim Price Show. We're based out of Wichita, Kansas, the heartland. One of the things that you can do is go on Facebook, the Jim Price Show. We are also on YouTube. You can subscribe there. YouTube, we do YouTube Live when I go live on the radio here in Wichita on KQAM, AM and FM. So I'm live on the radio local, but then I'm also got the Facebook Live. You can see who I am and all that good stuff. So come out, you know, like, share and comment as much as you can. I do get some good debates going on about personal freedoms, individual liberties, how our money is being spent. That's where everything should start. The argument should start at the Constitution, not where the last argument stopped. So we have to build off of a base. The Constitution was built to protect us from the government, and use that Constitution to your best of your ability, because if we don't, we're just giving it away. And we got too many people watering down our society now.
The Constitution was written to restrict government, not people.
Yep.
Thanks again, Jim. And Raquel, I hope I was able to help you out tonight and raise
a
couple of bucks.
I do feel for you.
And folks, this brings me to one of my favorite times of the show. Of course, the calendar's kind of, I got things in the works, nothing to announce. So for the next few weeks, if nothing pops up, it's me. But this is a good part of the show. This is the Star Spangled Banner, as performed by our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. You can get your own copy of Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition. It's out now. He's got a new song, and he's working on some new stuff, so we may have a new album coming out soon. And, of course, you will hear it here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. as Dave is a great patriot. And this is his version of the Star Spangled Banner, Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. Here it is. Please rise. This is at Patriot Nation Radio. We rise from the flag and we kneel for the cross. God bless you. God bless America. Here we go. Thanks again for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Check us out Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right after Conservative Perspective with our good friend James Bostic Herd here, two nights a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. We're maybe working on a show here for Purple for Parents. Stay tuned. Until we meet again, good night, God bless you, and God bless America.